Does anybody have me on a pedestal still? I hope not. I won't be able to help you. If you make me your God, you got the wrong one. You may not think you're making a person God when you put them on a pedestal. And you, oh, how wonderful. Isn't he wonderful? Doesn't he have his nice English accent? Yes, thanks, I do. you cannot, even in your mind. I try to tell people, but you can almost can't help it. Because people have destroyed you, and they've become your God. People who can destroy you, it's like they're a God of your underworld. There's no God. When someone can screw with your mind, pardon the vernacular, and make you doubt yourself, a schism occurs, see? And you know what a schism is, like a big chasm, an opening, a separation between you and your God. And they become your God. They actually become the conduit of whatever that God is. They're just, they're victims themselves. That's why you forgive people. Because they know not what they do. And you know how many times I've told you that people can't help, act as conduits. See, so therefore if I do something to you, you'll take it out on somebody else, and that person takes it out on somebody else. It's a military chain of command. So what's at the beginning of all that? The Garden of Eden somewhere? See? So that's what it means to be born in sin. The trouble is we inherit the proclivity to submit to tyranny. It's called being born in sin. That's what you inherit. There's a very good book I've been reading. This very good book. Written by a fellow by the name of Roy Masters. But, you know, I opened it. I sometimes look at my own books that I've written years ago, and I've forgotten what I wrote. Actually, I forgot I wrote it. Sometimes I feel like I didn't write it. It got written through me. Just like bad things happen through people, good things can happen through people. So I write effortlessly, and as the years go by, you know, 14, 15, 16 books, I've lost count. But I'm still writing another book now. I could put several books together from what I've done for the last couple of years, but I haven't. But looking back, it's almost like, did I write that? And I'm learning from what I'm writing. I'm starting to write things again, and I'm just thinking, what am I writing it for? It's written in here. I'm just repeating it in just different ways. And I've got a few spots here that I want to read to you if I can find this spot here. Common sense is the faith of Jesus. These words are like the words he spoke on the Sermon on the Mount. Can rest your soul from its feeling prison of doubt. Feeling prison of doubt. We'll go into that in just a minute. You've always had it in you to believe the truth, but you did not listen. You are blocked by your own emotions as the feeling prison. Feelings hold your soul prisoner of doubt. A prisoner of faith in the wrong things. Common sense is synonymous with the original faith that all children of light are destined to find and to know as the word in their hearts. Common sense, not to be confused with reasoning, is the sense, the knowing, that's common to all men of goodwill, crossing all racial, cultural barriers. Common sense is the inner light of the ancient prophets, lighting the way of Jesus, the way of the truth, as he revealed it to us. You've always had common sense, but people have been able to make you doubt it because you yourself doubted its value. Your soul is inherently a slave to sin, and sin forces you to doubt your common sense in order to keep you enslaved. And then it goes on, wake up and rejoice in realizing what a fool you've been, that you are now no longer. Follow your God-given common sense to the tree of eternal life. And so on. And that's just one part that I opened a little while ago. But you see, it's all there. It's basically the message I've been trying to tell you all along.